Kayla Sprayberry, Hub Funding Solutions.
Thank you for joining us here today on the Crude Life and its different properties that it has. But let's talk about Hub Financing, what it is you guys do quickly.
Yeah, what we do is we're an operational consulting firm, and we also help clients provide them with customized financing solutions. So alternative funding is our game.
That's kind of making a comeback, isn't it, some of this alternative funding? I'm hearing a little bit more and more about that as a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's almost a, not relevant, that's because that is true, but it's just appetizing. It's just becoming more appetizing to people after the long, call it the banking scandals of the past decade and a half. Is that kind of, am I reading the tea leaves right on that, or is this always been as strong as ever?
Well, it's always been strong. I think it's just getting more well known, especially in the oil and gas sector. Most of the time it had been either the banks or private equity, and now a lot more of the alternative financing companies have seen that oil and gas is worth investing in. And yes, there is, you know, people are gun shy with banks with the scandal, and they're looking for alternatives. And let's be honest, a lot of people had some credit issues that came up from the last boom and bust, and that's another reason. While it does cover everywhere from, you know, high A credits, there are things that can even cover, you know, C and D credits sometimes. So it's just giving people options, and now there's more information, people know more, so people are less gun-shy about really looking into the positive aspects of alternative financing.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the financing that goes into the oil and gas business. You and I were talking about this a little bit before we got on the interview about trying to control your growth and maintain and expenses and that sort of thing. Talk to me a little bit about controlling the small business overhead and how you guys play a role in that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Your overhead can make or break you. Everybody talks about revenue, but people are not really looking at how their overhead costs really affect their bottom line, especially when it comes to their assets. One of the big alternative funding methods that people use are leases on equipment and leases on vehicles. And it can make a big difference on not just the cash flow throughout the year, you know, instead of spending a big chunk on, let's say, a backhoe or a loader, they're actually able to pay that out on a monthly basis and write 100% of it off instead of paying cash out of their pocket and then only being able to write off part of that one year and part of that the next, or financing it traditionally and only being able to write off a small percentage of interest. So leasing really provides a good foothold in that. And with the tax changes that have come up for this past year, it's especially important for small businesses, LLCs, S-Corps, anybody who is a sole proprietor, because that's all flow through. And we've lost so much in what we're able to take off personally that those business expenses that flow through really help us be able to maintain a small business.
You mentioned oil and gas is becoming a little bit more open to the ideas of some non-traditional financing. What are some of those, I guess, just an overview of the basics when it comes to raising capital and trying to get financing?
In oil and gas, there are several things that I see that really make a big difference in making or breaking, getting a deal through for financing. And it really comes down to three main things. You've got your books, your P&L and balance sheet, bank accounts, finances as a whole, and then transparency. I mean, it's what really comes up to really create that that security in being able to get that financing that you want.
How difficult it is for people to get financing in oil and gas. I mean, of course, a lot of people, they think of credit scores and what kind of contracts you have and that sort of thing. So what kind of things go into that when it comes to oil and gas? My guess is there's got to be some collateral or something involved.
Yeah, there is collateral, and collateral can come in different ways. Some transactions, it can be just coming down to credit and a down payment or a capital cost reduction. Other times, you can cross-collateralize assets that are already owned. You know, contracts come into play, but not as much as people would think. And let's talk about the MSA. I mean, everybody says, hey, I have these MSAs, we're guaranteed the work. Depending on the MSA, from my experience, my personal experience, is that an MSA can really only hold water as long as the MSA is good for. Most of them that are out there in the oil and gas field are really only good for a 30-day window for the opportunity to work. It doesn't necessarily bind you or make sure that you're going to be able to keep that work. That comes down to your service and pricing. That's what it really comes down to. So the main factors that you're looking at, credit is a big deal, but say you have four owners. You have two with strong credit and two with weaker credit. That's where we bring in what we do and create story credit. That's bringing in the big picture. And the big picture includes the financials. It includes the bank accounts. It includes the health of the company, how long it's been in business. People really think that, oh, I've been in business for a year, I'll be great. Well, a business that's been around 3 to 5, 7 years is always going to be seen stronger in a financier's eyes than a business that's been around for 2 years. And in oil and gas, that's important because if somebody's been around at least 3 years or longer, they went through the last downturn. They saw it and they survived, where they were on the front end of it. If they've been in business longer, that really shows their longevity and their ability to survive a downturn, which is really important when you're trying to get oil and gas through.
So let's talk a little bit about small business. You mentioned earlier the importance of having small business overhead managed and get a handle on it. I should mention Kayla Sprayberry, Hub Funding Solutions, on the line with us talking about some energy financing. And I want to change it into a little bit about entrepreneurial financing, because the oil and gas industry is so vast. You know, we say on our program all the time here at The Crude Life that the oil and gas industry is the oil and gas companies, it's the truckers, it's the cafe owners, and everybody in between, because it really is a very big economy that is reliant on the just the wheels and motions of oil and gas. Small business is one of them. You know, some guy working a rig, he can figure out a new vibrating tube, and the next day he's got a small business for himself because he figured out a new way to make oil and gas more efficient. Like Dr. Lauren Scott says, there's a bunch of smart, clever capitalists out there. So how about when it comes to small business owners? You know, the oil companies, you think of pretty big loans. And not everybody does the smaller loans, call it under $1 million, you know. And some small businesses, they need a couple hundred grand to get going, that sort of thing. Do you guys get into that vein of it, or offer any sort of consulting or advice along those lines? Do you know what I mean, Kayla?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At Hub, that's what our business is. We are a small business resource. We deal with anything $5,000 and up. A lot of what I do happens under $100,000 and under $250,000. That's what people need to get their basics going, get their basic equipment, their furnishings, you know, things like a restaurant. It's a little bit smaller. Yes, that's what we do. We provide the operational consulting to help them see what they need, and also to put that in perspective of to help them create a timeline. You don't have to do it all at once. To show them how to scale that up where it's really going to benefit them. Yes, I could write stuff all day long on the 3 or 4 pieces of equipment and, you know, give them a huge note, but that's not really going to be what's in their best interest. What we do is help them see, hey, here's what you can do. Let us help you get there and create a game plan. Your game plan is going to set you up for success.
So kind of winding down here, anything that we need to reiterate, anything that we need to bring up that we didn't bring up yet, or anything that you want to kind of mention at this point, and as we close down the interview there, Kayla?
You know, I think one of the biggest things is just, if you have questions when you have a small business, don't be afraid to reach out to professionals. Reach out to an attorney you trust, a CPA, businesses like Hub. We are really here to help you move your business forward. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because the more you understand, the better your business is going to be. And, you know, I want to see these small businesses get bigger and bigger and be able to become a driving force in the industry.